Well, why don't we? Now that we know each other a little bit better, why don't you come over here? Gloria. Static. Bong. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Poor Man's Broadcast. This is Miles.
Yeah, this is the very poor man's broadcast right now.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but that's just the way it has to be for a while.
This is like a throwback show in a way. I mean.
Well, that's true. I used to record on the telephone.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's essentially
really,
what we're
really
doing.
Throwback. Really, we're, like a whole throwback thing, man.
Yeah.
That's alright.
Pepsi will sue us.
I get to talk to Bob Lamont for a little while. But, you know,
it's
good.
It's all good. Happy Halloween, Miles. Did you have a good Halloween?
We had like two trick-or-treaters.
And are you counting yourself and your penis?
Am I counting myself and my penis? You just said. I was hoping that the horrible connection. I didn't hear that right.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe this was.
I'm not counting myself and my penis, no.
I heard you dressed up as Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I was the armless donut delivery man.
Yeah, and your wife kept saying, "Can I have more than one?" One donut.
Your mom said, "I'll take the whole box." it was all right. You know, just there was a lack of anything going on. It was like any other night.
Really? You didn't have any trick-or-treaters?
No, not really. My youngest son had disappeared. I didn't quite understand where he disappeared to. He showed up a few hours later with some friends dressed as the Care Bears.
Care Bears?
The Care Bears, yes. I was not expecting that. I was not told any of this, so I was a little surprised.
That's a pretty good... That's a pretty good costume. I wonder if he was giving away hugs.
I don't know anything about the Care Bears, so I don't know how they operate or what their politics is.
Let's see. If Miles was a Care Bear, he'd be, let's see.
Or a bear, probably.
Well, no, I was thinking...
low achieving, lowest self-esteem bear.
I was thinking inappropriately erect bear.
Inappropriately. Are you looking at a picture I posted on someone's wall or something?
No.
Okay. I posted a kind of a funny picture like that at Smidge's.
Oh, you did? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was kind of putting me down, and so I kind of posted a picture of a selfie, if you will. A guy kind of put like a handkerchief on his whatnot and put like two eyes on it. So I'm waiting for him to see that.
Okay, I just was thinking along the lines of you rubbing up against people.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, well, I witnessed your strategy.
I think we've been over this material before. I think we...
When you were on the hangar standing by the ladies' restroom.
I'm not familiar with that story, no.
And you were like really, it was like really crowded and...
I think we've
kind of
covered that territory.
Oh, okay. You don't want to talk about it again, or what?
Well, I'm talking about the Care Bears and
stuff. Oh, okay. I guess back to the Care Bears. So.
How was your Halloween?
No, finish your Care Bear story. I'm sorry.
Oh, they were here. We took a bunch of pictures, and they left.
What'd they go do? Spread love?
Did they what?
Spread love, or what?
I guess they went to a friend's house and played some video games and watched horror movies, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Just thought, three dudes and a chick, you know?
I'm Hemp Bear.
Hemp Bear.
I'm Shroom Bear.
I'm Mescaline.
I'm Mescaline Bear.
I'm a Mailman Bear.
I'm Adderall Bear.
That's glorious.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I don't know. It was a pleasant surprise. It was funny, actually. It was very funny. You know, a bunch of high schoolers showed up dressed as the Care Bears.
I think that's pretty inspired. Inspired costume. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They could have been bronies or something, you know.
It was just a little bit of a letdown for Halloween, I guess. I don't know.
So nobody showed up to see your shitty yard display or what?
No, I'm forced to do the shitty. I'm not allowed to do a pool yard display anymore. So.
What do you mean?
I'm not allowed.
In what sense?
I'm not allowed. Do you understand that? I blew my wad a couple of years ago with the elephant, man. I'm done.
So I thought you had the head thing this year.
No, I didn't do that.
Well, what was that picture of? I thought that was yours.
Yeah, well, it was. I mean, it wasn't, you know, completed.
Hmm.
I was going to do the governor's fish tank from The Walking Dead, and I just ran out of time.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna go for it next year. Screw it.
So did you actually dress up as the governor?
I did dress up as the governor. Yes, I had an eye patch walking around. I kept saying I want Michonne. I want Michonne.
Yeah.
I had a sword in my hand.
Yeah.
I had the old family sword.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sorry my dad stole from one of his friends.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, that's okay.
So, but nobody showed up to see it, huh?
Yeah, no, not really. Actually, someday I'm going to sell that sword on eBay.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it might have some value to it.
Probably. That's the sword I stole from your uncle.
No, this friend had a little more of a notorious thing here.
I paid in gold doubloons for that sword.
Anyway, the guy actually, I hope he's dead now, but...
I hope he's dead.
He was actually an accused serial killer.
Oh, that's lies. Nice.
I mean, this is way after my dad knew him, you know, but,
yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
So I'm hoping that one day this sword is worth, like, millions of dollars and I can sell it.
Why? How do you become accused serial killer?
Well, I don't know if it's ever been proven who did it, so...
Oh, okay.
He's one of the suspects.
That's nice.
But I can't go into detail, of course.
Sure. I thought maybe it was a serial rapist.
No.
Serial killer. And that's how you came along, little Miles.
No. So someday I'll sell it.
Yeah. Is it famous case or no?
Huh?
Is it a famous case?
Yeah, somewhat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
John Wayne Gacy's sword.
John Wayne Gacy, yes. John Wayne.
Although I believe he got caught, so.
Yeah. It's a long story. I can't really go into it on the show.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe me if I told you anyways.
Probably not. Because if it's anything to do with your father, I won't believe it.
My mom told me it was true, though, so.
I've been sworn to oath.
No, she came right out with it one night. Maybe she's like, hey.
I'm having a hot flash.
Just so you know, Miles.
Yeah. That's your mother.
But yeah, that was on Halloween. I don't know. It was weird, I guess.
Two kids, that's it?
Two trick-or-treaters. Everyone blamed it on the cold weather. I'm like, it wasn't that cold.
Yeah, I was out, for Christ's sake. It wasn't that cold.
No, it wasn't that cold. Everyone I talked to about it, like, oh, yeah, it was really cold. And big kids just went inside. And
yeah.
It wasn't that freaking cold.
There was some weird guy with a sword walking down the street to the eye patch.
Yeah, yellow Michonne.
Yeah, he kept saying that.
We got bored, you know, it was a boring weekend, so we went to, like, this little mini, a very, very mini, mini, super mini Comic-Con.
Oh, really? Okay. Do they have any, famous people?
No. It was, just, like, people around the state were there, you know.
And we had a guy in a SpongeBob suit. Yay!
Yeah, no, these people were not dressed up. It was just, like, authors and stuff.
Well, that sounds fun. Did you talk to anybody?
I did. Actually, I've got some of their artwork and stuff. I'm going to post it here shortly. But,
oh, wow.
I'm like, well, pitch me your idea. What's your idea? And, you know, let's talk to a couple, three people.
What do you mean, pitch me your idea? What are they doing? Trying to get money out of you?
Well, I kept saying how I was going to steal their ideas, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And, we get in the car, and Miles Jr. had come with me, and he's like, Miles is like, Dad, let me put on a speaker. I got to remember what he said here. Hold on.
All right.
What did you say about the guy's idea? Basically, what he basically described, I didn't really mean, because I was kind of in a really bummed-out mood because of Halloween. I didn't want to take it out on this poor guy, but what he described to me basically sounded like the entire plot to one of the video games I play in life.
Which video game?
It was Borderlands.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Grand Theft Auto.
No, not Grand Theft Auto. That whole room screamed lawsuit, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was a critic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever you don't get to be a Care Bear for Halloween.
Well, yeah, he had sour grapes because he was not one of the Care Bears. It's true, yes.
He had to settle for, like, you know, nerd.
No, he was actually the fatigues and stuff, yeah.
He was what?
He was shooting kids with little BBs and stuff, yeah, it was neat.
Well, what was his character? Who was he dressed as?
He was like a fatigue. Fatigues and gas masks.
Was he an army man?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we didn't have any kids, because he's walking around with a gun. I think about it.
Yeah, that's nice. I wonder if he didn't get shot.
I don't know. I don't control your friends, what they wear, okay? If your friend wants to go walk around with Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes, then it's none of my business. What the hell he wears.
I think you were dressed as Sergeant Schultz because you had the Sergeant Stripes going on. I know nothing.
Yes.
Schultz.
Yeah. That was our lame weekend, man.
Yeah, actually, it would be good if Miles Jr. was Colonel Klink and you were Sergeant Schultz. That'd be a good pairing.
Hogan.
Yeah. And then you can get one of your dogs to be LeBeau.
That'd be more like General Burkhalter, I think. I'm not General
Burkhalter. Yeah, no, I think you're Schultz.
Yeah. I know nothing. Nah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It didn't turn out, you know, the way you planned, you know?
Sorry.
So maybe I'll just not even do anything next year. Just turn off the lights. Nope, no candy here, kids.
Well, then you gotta eat the leftover candy.
No room at the inn, sorry.
Well, I went and took my son around trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
So he had some places he wanted to go, and I took him, and...
What was he wearing?
Well, he always comes up with something original.
Okay.
Like, he's been... Since he's been, you know, a little bit older, not when he's a little kid, but since he's been a little bit older, he's been a lot of different things. Like last year, I got a big box, and we made it look like Snoopy's doghouse, and then put it on him, and he was Snoopy on his doghouse.
Oh, all right.
So okay. We made the fake legs, you know, and he just walked around.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. This year he wanted to be Doge. You know who Doge is?
Is that some rap star? What is that, Doge?
No, it's an internet meme about this dog.
No.
Okay, it's like, you know, Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's like Grumpy Cat, but it's a dog kind of thing. And so he was Doge. If you heard of Doge Coins, which is a cryptocurrency, that's where it comes from, but... Yeah, nobody really got it, but he didn't care because that's what he wanted to do, so. Okay. And I kept asking him, he'd go up to the house and get the candy, come back, and I, did they figure out who you were? He's like, no. Yeah. I go, did you tell him? He goes, no, I just said I was a dog.
Awesome.
I'm a dog. Some of the, like, the high schoolers that were giving out candy got it, I guess, so.
Hey, Doge, man.
Yeah, Doge.
Hey, man, we just learned a good one, man. Watching some Doge cartoons, man.
I don't think he's got a cartoon, but...
Your dad want to smoke some weed with us?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, where I currently live, there's like four houses, so there's no trick-or-treating there. And so we always go into town, you know?
Yeah.
And so, now we did get invited again to a party in town, and so, technically I went to the party for a little while, you know?
Wait, is this the one where your son, locked up the crapper or something?
No, that was a different party we went to.
Oh, that was a different party.
He did do that, yeah.
I love that story.
No, this is, these folks have a Halloween party every year, and they, like, have a, you know, a fire pit, and you just hang out and whatever.
Oh, man, I wish I would have went to that.
And the kids run around and trick-or-treat, and then the parents all eat and drink, so.
Okay, I could handle that.
Yeah, you can handle it. They have lots of food, and,
Yeah.
So, anyway, we get invited to this, and then I take them out in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
To trick-or-treat, so... And it's like, you know, it's a neighborhood, like a planned neighborhood. So there's all these cul-de-sacs and everything.
Yeah.
It's fairly large for the area. And so we're working our way around the cul-de-sac, and we kind of meet up with this other group of kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You know how, and they just go house to house, and then at that point you're kind of stuck with them unless you get ahead of them, you know?
Yeah.
So we were stuck with them for a while, and so... You know, we're talking to the other parents and so forth. And turns out I knew one of them kind of, you know, distantly. And he goes, hey, do you live around here? Do you live in the neighborhood? I'm like, no. I got invited to this party over here and we go trick-or-treating. He didn't talk to me the rest of the time.
What?
Yeah, he totally wouldn't talk to me after I said I don't even live there.
Oh.
He totally shut down, wouldn't talk to me.
Because you're not one of the rich people. Huh?
Yeah, there you go, I guess. Yeah. Well, there was people giving out full-size candy bars, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it can be a nice area.
That ain't no Bobblehead house, man.
Yeah, true. We don't have any trick-or-treaters ever,
mini
so.
Mini.
Yeah, we get those tiny, tiny ones, you know? Like,
tiny one, yeah. You
I got the,
like 12 in your mouth.
I got the crumb-sized Nestle bag.
James, thank you.
I go to the store on Halloween and I buy 4 Crunch Bars.
Yeah.
I put them into a Ziploc.
Yeah.
And I beat them with a hammer.
That's what you get, right?
And then I have kids take pieces out of that, so.
It's just one piece each.
Please. One piece, kids.
Oh, I could see you being so miserly with candy.
Hey, just don't one. Bogart that candy, kid.
Just one.
I bought 4 Crunch Bars for Christ's sake. It was like $2.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, yeah, the guy stopped talking. He wouldn't even talk to me after that. I thought, I'm like, man, this dude's serious, isn't he?
Wow. Do you belong to the golf club?
Mm-hmm, Mr.
No, I'm like a McCaddy.
Yeah, oh. Mr. Scholarship winner. Yeah, so, yeah, I thought that was an interesting
That's
thing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like, you're just out of the loop on that. Like, oh.
Yeah.
We have nothing to talk about then, because we're not equally men.
That's right. We're not in my neighborhood, so.
Wow, a bunch of snooty people, man.
I thought it was a little odd myself, but I didn't care.
That's weird. That's weird.
My kid got his fill of their candy, so.
Yeah.
Now, this year, I did cheap out because of everything that's going on. I did not take a bag of candy. Usually, I take a bag of candy or two over to the party to give out to the kids, you know, as well as something for the table. You know, it's big spread, you know.
Yeah.
But this year, I didn't because, I mean, everything that's going on with me, it's just like it's hard to do anything right now, so.
Right.
But, so I was really cheaping out this year, so.
Yeah, nice.
But then, my daughter went running around with her friends, and she got a bunch of candy, but the funniest thing was we went to this one house, in one of the cul-de-sacs, and, son goes trick-or-treat, and this guy goes, and he reaches down into a 12-pack, or a 24-pack of soda.
Yeah.
He just gives him a can.
Here you go.
That's what he was giving all the kids, is get them a can of pop.
I would love to get a can of pop.
I know, but I was like, this is insane. I've never seen anybody had all these, like 24 packs of soda, and he would just randomly grab one and put it in their bag.
Was it, like, name brand? That was, like, some weird...
No, it was, like, it was, he had Orangette and lemon lime and something else. Root beer. It was the cheap stuff, but I mean, you know, for Christ's sake, a whole can of soda, that's a pretty good
that's a pretty nice, generous dude.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You don't see that, even if it was generic or whatever, it was fine.
Yeah, hell yeah, I like that guy.
I know, I thought he was hilarious though, but see, he was like tipping back the beers, so.
Don't tell my wife, I'm giving away all her fucking pop.
That's right, I'm giving all her away, all her Orangette.
Oh, no, I mixed up the pop of the beer.
Oh, these kids are going to be drunk.
I'm getting arrested now.
And I went by, I know this Dennis lives up there. I went by his house. His wife was giving out a bunch of candy.
Oh, Mr. Lamette, do you live around here?
I'm like, doctor. I'm like, you sure? Look at all this candy. Yeah. And then somebody's giving...
Does the doctor have, like, healthy snacks?
No, he had candy.
Oh. Have a pretzel.
No, we did have some crunchy granola stuff. We got like trail mix and some pretzels and
anyone give out money? Like quarters or anything?
In the past I know he's gotten 50-cent pieces, but I didn't see anything this year, so.
Oh, okay.
There's this
50 cents?
Yeah, 50-cent piece. One dude was giving out, yeah.
That's a little crazy.
It was an old dude. He was giving out 50 cents to everybody. So, yeah, I don't know if he, like, knocked over a one-armed bandit or something. I don't know.
There you go, catch.
I was down at the casino on the river.
These are murder bonds. What the hell?
No, they got, I mean, the neighborhoods that we go to, they really get good candy. I mean, it's, like, top-notch.
Wow,
so.
Trick or treat.
We got a thing of popcorn, microwave popcorn.
Yeah.
A big bag.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. I ate that.
Wow.
You know, like a regular bag of microwave popcorn.
I like St. Louis.
Yeah, well, there's a big thing down here with Halloween and drinking.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, every, like, you know, 10th house has got one of those fire pits.
Yeah.
And they got it roaring. And right. And they got coolers of beer everywhere. And all the adults stand out there and drink all evening while the kids run around and collect candy.
Did he used to have to tell a joke or something?
That was in the city, you got to tell a joke, but over in the country, they don't do the joke thing.
Oh, okay. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, in the city, they drank a lot, too. They usually, if they were pulling, they have a wagon with a cooler in it, and everybody would be getting drunk while they were walking along. So. Honestly.
Who wants to get drunk?
So, yeah. It was a good night, though. The both kids cleaned up on candy, and
yeah,
you know, they shared, which was nice.
Right.
Good for me.
Yeah.
I just can't believe I got shut down. That guy's like, oh, yeah, you don't live around here.
Right.
Wah.
Wah. You don't get to... That was like me, though. I went to that freaking, you know, this pseudo-Comic-Con thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm talking to, like, this lady. Like, she's kind of like the first person to encounter. And we're just kind of chit-chatting, you know. I think I was in mid-thought, like, telling her something. And, like, she sees some people she knows that come up behind me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Lament family! Oh! You know, I'm like, and then my dad gave me this cool sword, and then it belonged to the... Oh, my God, Lament family! Oh, my God! Like, totally cuts off my conversation.
Maybe she is tired of it.
I think so. She's like, this creepy guy will not leave. Yeah. Oh, my God. I guess. I don't know. She's like, tell me he's kind of like,
well, I'm hoping he doesn't fall over and squish me.
I don't know. I guess that was the end of our conversation. I just, like, walked away. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Short Attention Span Theater presents.
That's nice.
I just thought it was a little rude, you know. But,
so rude.
Rude.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a rude Halloween. That's what it was.
Rude Halloween,
you're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although some people would say I was rude because I didn't live in the neighborhood and I was taking all the candy, but...
Oh, shit, we do that all the time here.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, there's people... I haven't noticed it so much where I live now, but over in the city, when we lived in the city, there'd be, like, families in vans and all these kids would come pouring out of this van...
Yeah.
They'd drive up, and then all they'd hit the street and run down it, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't live, I mean, they didn't live anywhere close.
Yeah.
They were just these wandering bands of minivans.
Hey, well, you know, we've done that too, though. There's a nice area around here everyone goes to.
Yeah. Well, there's a house that I drove by... because I think we went out to dinner or something, and I drove by on the way home early in the evening for Halloween, you know, early. So yeah. It was mostly just the little kids because it was still light outside. But I don't know if do you have RP Lumber up there?
No.
Well, it's in this area and beyond, and the guy who owns it lives there, and he's got this huge mansion.
Yeah.
And they had, like, a steady stream of kids going up to their house, which you have to walk, like, you know, half a mile to get to the door.
Right.
And there was just kids all the way up and down their driveway going to get candy from the lumber guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge house.
Yeah.
On a big, you know, big open lot, but I was just like, wow, I didn't realize they gave out candy. They got gates, wow. You know, like, you know, that you can't drive through or anything.
Yeah.
And so they had them open, and the kids were walking up to get candy at the front door. I was just like, that's interesting.
That's weird.
Here, kids, here's a bag of sawdust.
Go on in the lumber yard, the secret lumber yard.
That's right, let's go. Here's some 10-penny nails.
I like to hand that out with just wearing a wife beater and nothing else.
Yeah. So, I'd never actually been by there on Halloween. I didn't realize most of the time it looks vacant because there's like not a lot of people hanging out or anything outside there. And so, but it is rather large, and I'm sure they have a big patio in the back or something.
Yeah.
Away from the street. But, what's that?
No, I was it's my stomach growling.
Oh, okay. So, but I'm like, hey, that guy's, I mean, he's fairly wealthy, obviously, so.
Nice. I want to be like this someday, really rich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But not give out candy, just be totally like, get out of here.
Get out of here. No, he gave away a bunch of something. I mean, he's got this mansion with like this giant, like 5-car garage on the side. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But it's not like a regular 5-car garage. I don't know why he's got 5 garage doors, because I mean, it's probably could hold 10 cars or something, you know?
Because he can.
I guess. He must have, somebody can. Ordered some garage doors and just installed them in his house or something. I don't know.
Nice.
But yeah, he owns a lumber company, a fairly large lumber company, so. But we didn't go up there. We didn't go trick-or-treating there, so.
You want wood? Come on in here and get some wood.
Get some wood. Get you, here's a furring strips for everybody.
Get some wood, yeah.
Everybody get some wood. Put that in your pants, son.
I want to get some wood now. Come on.
Want to impress the ladies? Take this dowel rod and stick it down your pants.
I want the 2x4. Are you kids like that? You like 2x4?
So that was interesting.
Yes.
But all in all, I mean, it was a nice Halloween. It was very cold.
Yeah.
It was too cold. I was freezing, but my son
went crazy. I didn't think it was that cold.
What?
I didn't think it was that cold.
Well, it was cold enough, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You go walking around for an hour, you're pretty well cold. So.
Yeah.
But,
I didn't walk around.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
Very much anyway.
But yeah, it was a good Halloween. It's not one for the record books or anything, but.
No, yeah, not the worst maybe.
But not the worst exactly.
The worst.
It is the worst.
The worst, yes.
Did somebody say, "Who are you supposed to be, Captain Kangaroo, or something?"
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't know. That'd be the funnest thing from Captain Kangaroo. I had no red jacket on. No.
What? No what?
It's crazy. With Captain Kangaroo, why would you even say that?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody that looks like the governor, but is like really fat.
Captain Kangaroo looks like the governor?
He doesn't.
Are you high?
You do. You look like Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
Without the wig.
I look pretty close to the governor, actually. Pretty, I have more gray hair than him, but.
You don't look anything like the governor.
I look just like the governor.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
All right. There, take a picture, and we'll put a picture of you and the governor.
Maybe.
Yeah, the governor, if he had, like, pudding under his skin.
Well, yeah, he was living large there for a while, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I you know, I didn't dress up. I just,
You weren't Mrs. Doubtfire, as you like to be?
No, I wasn't Mrs. Doubtfire. Toodaloo! No, I think next year I'm going to dress up as Flat Manny.
Oh, I like that idea. I'm stealing it.
Just for fun, you know.
Yeah.
Be Flat Manny on Halloween.
Wow, I like that idea too. I like that idea.
Oh, poor Manny. Oh, by the way, I enjoyed Manny's story on Gunkast. Him and his son had good stories there, so.
Yeah. You know, I actually started listening to that, and, like, the battery died on the computer. Like, oh.
Oh, really?
I really did enjoy it, believe it or not. I really did enjoy it.
I thought they were all pretty good.
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
I especially liked the song, you know, the Frankenstein's Party or whatever.
Yeah.
Monster.
It actually died when he was talking to me and you, actually, so I was like, ah.
So, yeah, that was good. So, if you haven't heard it, you should go to the Gunkcast website, trashcanrock.com or gunkcast.tumblr.com, something like that, and check out Gunkcast. It's very good.
A lot of high production value in there.
Yeah, well, that's just because we were in it.
Yeah.
So, you're going to take us out with the static